In our first short lesson about supernatural gifts, we noted in 1 Corinthians 12 that Paul used the figure of a human body to describe the working together of the supernatural gifts of that time. Nowhere in 1 Corinthians 12 does Paul call Christ the head of the church, which is his body. 1 Corinthians 12 is not about the corporate relationship of the believers in Christ. It's about supernatural gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12, many people refer to verse 27, which says, "And you are the body of Christ, and members in part." Well, in the original language, it says, "You are a body of Christ, and members in part." And in Romans chapter 12, which was written after the Corinthian letters, Paul says this in verse 5, "So we, the many, are one body in Christ." He did not say that those who had the supernatural gifts in Corinthians and Romans were the body of Christ. No, a body in Christ. That's what the believers were in the Acts period, for sure. A functioning body with all these supernatural gifts. Of course, Romans 12:6 mentions gifts, so I'm in the same context. When we come to Ephesians chapter 4, we find an amazing difference. Remember, of course, that Ephesians was written after Paul had spoken to the dispersed Jews in Rome. You find this in Acts chapter 28. And in verse 5 of Acts chapter 28, the Bible specifically says that the Jews were let go. You might see the word departed in your Bible, but it means to let go. And you'll find the verb let go in Matthew 1:19, when Joseph was thinking of putting away or divorcing his wife Mary. So at the end of the book of Acts, Israel as a nation were let go. Paul announced that great judgment prophecy of Isaiah chapter 6. You can read about that in Acts 28:25 onwards. After Israel were let go, the supernatural gifts that were evident during the book of Acts ceased. Paul told Timothy to take a little wine for his often infirmities. Trophimus had been left sick at Miletus. Oh, where were all the gifts Paul had? Oh, they faded. Now, of course, God does heal today, but he will not be healing according to all those miraculous gifts that were given during the Acts period. Let us make sure we make a difference. So in Ephesians chapter 4, we find Christ giving gifts. These are not gifts of the Holy Spirit. These are gifts of the ascended Christ. See the difference between 1 Corinthians 12 and Ephesians chapter 4? Verse 8. Wherefore, he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. That's Ephesians 4, verse 8. And in verse 11, and truly he gave some to be apostles, and some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints. These gifts, given after the close of the book of Acts, were to perfect or adjust the saints. God had changed things, and these gifts were people, not supernatural powers. Can you see the difference? And these people, these officers, were given to teach the Christian community that what existed in the book of Acts had changed, and they needed to adjust to the changes. And one of the changes was that the supernatural gifts of the Acts period ceased. And you and I live today in the dispensation of the grace of God, where there are no supernatural gifts, despite the fact that some think they have them. Do you know what is the adjustment that these gifts of Ephesians 4 were given to bring about? Are you aware of the changes that came to pass after the close of the book of Acts? Well, we hope the Lord continues to guide and lead you into testing things that are different and to rightly dividing the word of truth.